I know you all have just been so happy with the gift that God has given you. You have never longed to play football like so-and-so or sing like so-and-so or whatever. Carl, never? Never. You're just happy with... Yeah, absolutely. I knew you would be. Man, I can remember in high school, oh, I wish I could play basketball like so-and-so. I could say their name, but I won't. Man, I wish I could preach like so-and-so. Oh, I wish I... Oh. Man, you know how he plays football? Oh, man, I'd just love to be able to do that. I know those seem like shallow gifts, but in high school and college... I mean, that's what... We dream about things like that, don't we? Oh, and then it's... Wow, look at that car. I think that's called something else in the Bible, isn't it? Yes, we may like our gift or we may not. We may torture ourselves for a gift that belongs to someone else, but it will do you and me no good because Jesus chooses the gift that He gives you. Jesus chooses the gift that He gives me. Jesus chooses your gifts, and the time to respond is at once. At once. We also learn in this story that Jesus is the Lord of the settled account. If we look at the third servant for a moment, we can probably learn as much off or more off that third servant than anybody else. But we see that he forgets a very important fact in life. He forgets that the Lord of the gift is coming back. He forgets that the Lord of the gift is coming back. In verse 19, Jesus says, "After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them." Now, tell me something. When you're... Now, I don't want you to think I'm talking about myself here, right? But whenever you're in a hurry to get somewhere, and all of a sudden you see red lights behind you, and that state trooper walks up beside you, "Oh, sir, I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was speeding." "Yeah, right. Oh, sir, my speedometer, it broke." I don't think that would do much good for me to crack. Right. "Hey, I'm not talking about me. What is... No. We never try to worm our way out of things like that, do we? We just take it, right? "Oh, man, I knew I was speeding. I'm sorry." We never do that, do we? Or how about whenever you have an assignment due at school, youth? "That was today? Oh! Yeah, you knew about it for 3 weeks. Oh, I didn't know that. Are you sure I was here when that was announced?" Right? We never try to worm our way out of anything. I'm just making this up, aren't I? Surely, are you with me this morning, right? Well, this third guy, you know, he tries to worm his way out of it. And we need to learn that excuses don't fly well with God. Excuses actually don't fly well at all with God. You see, all of us have been given a gift, and we may not think it looks like much, but it's yours. It's all you have. It's all I have. When the time comes, Jesus will not ask your boss. Jesus will not ask your parents. Jesus will not ask your friends. Jesus will ask you, "What have you done with the gift that I have given you?" There won't be any worming your way out of it. What have you done with the gift that I will give you? Here in Matthew, Jesus is warning us about the primary reason that potential water walkers turn into boat potatoes, and how servants rationalize burying their gifts.